Tragedy and Triumph at the next UK Symphony concert today on UK Perspectives. I'm Tom Goodell. The UK Symphony presents Mahler's extraordinary First Symphony, a challenging concerto by the Dane Carl Nielsen, and a world premiere. Logan Blackman is the composer of that piece. He's a bassoonist in the orchestra who also conducts. And while the piece may be new, the style should be familiar to music lovers.
I consider myself a classicist, so it's very more geared to the romantic and classical sort of style. Everything goes nowadays, so there's some new sort of harmonies in it, but it's very much romantic, I would say.
That's the voice of composer Logan Blackman, whose Prayer for a Broken Heart commemorates the tragic death of his parents.
So in 2011, I was 15 years old, and my parents, they were motorcycle enthusiasts, and so they were on a trip, and they were both killed in an accident, just head-on and very sudden. And so this was sort of the original version was what I had gone through the months afterwards, and this is sort of a new revamped version for orchestra.
The winner of UK's annual concerto competition is the orchestra's clarinetist Michael Robinson. For the competition and this concert, he's chosen to perform the thorny 1928 clarinet concerto by Carl Nielsen.
First I asked Dr. Wright, my clarinet professor, what a suitable piece would be, something that would challenge me, that would make me practice, and would hopefully turn out well in the end, and he just slapped this on my stand and said, "Play this and you get your man card."
Nielsen's concerto contrasts sublime poetry with bitter struggles, often initiated by the feisty snare drum. As Robinson explains, these mood swings may be explained by the personality of the man for whom the concerto was written, Nielsen's friend, clarinetist Aage Oxenvad.
Nielsen really thought of it as a character piece for the clarinetist he wrote it for, who apparently was a nut job, and exhibited signs of, multiple personality disorder and things like that. So the piece goes back and forth very, very, very drastically between things that are very lyrical and very expressive to all of a sudden, violent and terrible. And in order to prepare for that, I put myself in the mindset of two crazy people or one really, really, really messed up dude.
The UK Symphony's February 17th concert concludes with one of the grandest of all symphonies, the First by Gustav Mahler. The score calls for nearly 100 musicians, including reinforcements for the French horns that play only at the very end of the piece. Yet there are also many quiet moments, especially this one, an unusual solo at the beginning of the third movement.
Mahler was inspired by a woodcut, a piece of art, which depicts the funeral of a hunter. And the funeral is happening out in the forest, and the mourners are all the animals that the hunter has hunted and perhaps killed. So it's a bit of an odd image, and that's the sort of inspiration that Mahler used to write this funeral march, which is based on this children's melody, but in a minor key.
That's UK Symphony conductor John Nardalillo. Much of this symphony is based on a song cycle Mahler wrote after an unhappy love affair in 1884. But conductor Nardalillo says his orchestra should always sing.
Any kind of music, it's really about the human voice and the expression of the human condition and the human spirit through the voice, whether that's through a violin or the orchestra or a piano or the actual voice.
The next UK Symphony concert takes place in the Singletary Center on February 17th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at singletarycenter.com. For 91.3 WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.